Yes, a cup of tea from the Beasts of Paradise, and that's to celebrate Thomas Lipton's birthday. Yes, the man who makes the tea, born in 1850. And talking about another British product, that's rugby. And I have Bo Bergstrom on the phone from the Santa Rosa Junior College women's rugby team. Hi, Bo.
Hi, how are you?
Well, very good, thank you. And welcome to Cowes.
Thank you.
Well, women's rugby, wow. I saw the article in the Press Democrat earlier this week, and that really intrigued me. What's the story behind it?
Young women can play rugby, too. It's an egalitarian sport. I started playing rugby here in high school when I was a kid, and there was a girls' team there. They've been off and on as a club over the last 15 years, and just this year we're trying to start the junior college, a high school team. We're just now trying to start the junior college women's rugby club, and it will be the first junior college women's rugby club in the nation for a two-year school.
Wow. Oh, that's...
So we'll be competing against four-year schools all the time.
That's quite an achievement to be working on. And you said, what's your background, Bo? How did you come into rugby and into sports?
Played football, American football, and I found rugby. There was a teacher at my school that started showing rugby videos in class on one day a week, and I went out and tried it, and, you know, I got the first game, you get punched in the face, and you got to find your hook for life.
You know, it's weird, but it's true.
It is, and you find out rather quickly who's got the gumption to play, and you know, keeps coming back for 17 years, or who leaves after 7 weeks.
Indeed, yeah. And do you know the history of rugby? You know, obviously it was born out of the rugby school in England. What's its history in America?
Well, I've heard there's a couple of stories about the creation of the game. The one that I like the most, it's most entertaining, is, you know, that being England, having, I guess, out here in Northern County, in Sonoma County, we would consider it rather dreary weather, I would assume.
Oh, yes.
And so you have a scoreless soccer game that's just raining the entire time, a football game that's raining the entire time, and William Webb Ellis gets sick of a scoreless game, so he clearly breaks the rules and picks up the ball and runs with it. which I like to say, well, what I've heard is he was the first back.
Okay.
And he was promptly struck to the ground in a rather violent fashion, thereby creating the first rugby forward. and then the more plausible story, well, the one that I had heard, is that with the stratification of society in England, the elite and wealthy children, they feared would not be physically strong enough to rule the British Empire. So they created rather physically challenging athletic competitions for their young men to compete in, and rugby was one that surfaced to the top as far as creating camaraderie, teamwork, and toughness.
Oh, okay. I like that story, yeah.
I do also. And that those young men would then go on to rule the empire, or run the empire overseas.
Well, they did pretty well.
We're speaking English, right?
Right. Exactly.
and playing rugby, that's the big kicker for me.
Exactly. Has it had a long history in America?
It did. You know, American football has its roots in rugby. I mean, it's not called a touchdown by accident. In rugby, we have to touch the ball down to score.
Right.
It was popular. In fact, the last time the rugby was in the Olympics, the U.S. had won, had beaten France.
Wow.
It's little known, I'm sure. It was in France in 1920 and 24 that it was an exhibition sport. And the U.S. sent some collegiate rugby players that were able to beat the French national team.
Whoa. Just like the when the Americans beat the British soccer team in 1950. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And we've promptly fallen off of that pedestal since then. As far as the international game goes. But that's part of the reason why I coach women's rugby is that I'd like to see these women, they're young women, high school and collegiate age women. I'd like to see them become rugby moms.
Yeah.
Not only have their own career, but then as they come older, that they get back to the sport, just as I am.
Right. Very interesting. Now, a lot of people may not know what rugby is. I mean, they know it may be vaguely like American football, but can you give a general rundown of a rugby game?
Wow. challenging. Yet I take this on every practice because I have these young women who, I mean, these young girls, some of them have never played a ball sport, never played soccer or basketball or any sport of any kind.
Mm.
So I have to explain it. So obviously you have a ball, and the object of the game is to run the ball forward into the other team's goal and ground the ball. The other team is trying to stop you.
Okay.
And there is conflict in that stop.
Okay.
So they have to be tackled, and the only way to move the ball is to run it forward or to kick it forward and to pass it backwards to a teammate and allow them to run forward. The ball can never leave your hands going forward.
That forward pass thing, yeah.
Yeah. And you try to score more points than the other team. And that's where it's much like football, in that the object of the game is to score more points than the other team by running the ball into their goal and grounding it. That's the basis, and that's a try. They try to stop your team by making tackles and tackling your player to the ground.
Right, and now in obviously rugby, there is no obviously padding or anything like that. It's really just it's played like soccer in terms of there's no extraneous protection. And is that correct?
That's correct. It's much as like American football in the full contact tackling aspect of it, but it's very much not like American football in that there's absolutely no padding for the athlete.
Okay. Yeah, that's what makes it interesting, doesn't it?
It makes it more difficult, but it actually makes it safer.
Hmm. Now, how can you explain that?
Well, if you've got pads on. Having played American football, there's a lot more causes for head and neck injuries because they're taught to tackle differently. They put their head in front of a runner, and they use their head to stop a runner. Whereas in rugby, we teach our players to put their head behind the runner so that the runner goes down and that you land on top of the runner rather than the runner landing on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when we coach a tackle, we have head up, get low, head up, head behind, wrap the arm, and drive the leg. And it's getting low, keeping your head up, and your head behind the runner, and not putting your head in front of them is key.
So training is real key then, real repetition and real heavy training is essential then for that.
Right, and we do that every practice we've been practicing. We had practiced that.
Now, there's how many people in the team?
For our team or in rugby in general?
The regular rugby teams, yeah.
Rugby team, there's 15 players on the field for each team. So that's 30 players. And you have substitutes, but you only have about 10 for any given game. And I believe you're only allowed to put in 7 players for substitution. And once a player is substituted off, they're not allowed back on. It's a permanent substitution. So they have to play 80 minutes. Several of the players have to play 80 minutes. It's quite a physical task.
Well, it is indeed. And, well, let's go to the amazing women that you have on your team. Can you let us know about some of them and where they're coming from and their expertise and their progress?
Well, our JC team has just came into being this season. Like I said, high school women's rugby has been played here in Santa Rosa And there's been other teams in Sonoma County, in Robert Park, I believe, and there's a team trying to start in Windsor. So this team's been, the girls' team in L.C. Allen High School has been going off and on for 15 years.
Mm.
And just this year, they've tried in the past, but this year we're really gaining a little traction in having more players and having coaches and other teams to play that are allowing us to get going. So some of our players for the JC have played high school rugby before in, say, the last 5 years.
Okay.
Many of the players have never played rugby before.
Mm.
And that's quite common with, I've coached the high school girls for 3 years, and I'll be coaching the JC women team coming this next season.
Okay.
And I have been this season. So we've got a lot of the girls never played rugby, you know, never seen the sport before.
Wow.
So that's a challenge. That's a challenge when we come to practice. But that's a challenge that we're willing to take on and overcome.
Yeah, because, I mean, if they want to run around and, you know, catch the ball, I mean, it's all basic stuff, isn't it? It's the willingness to want to do it.
Well, it would seem basic, but like I said, that's one of the challenges. We're not having girls that are, you know, have been playing competitive soccer and basketball quit playing competitive soccer and basketball and come play rugby. We're having girls that maybe played a couple years when they were younger, but didn't play competitive at sport. So hand skills, well, we drop a lot of passes. And you, as you know, in rugby, dropping a pass is like losing the ball. And if you don't have the ball, you can't score it and win.
Right.
So we have a struggle with that. But it's like I said, that's the essence of the sport, is to overcome and strive and continue to improve yourself and your teammate and those around you, and by extension, your community and beyond.
Well, that's it. It's obviously they're gravitating towards it. They're getting it. Obviously, that it is a lot of fun.
Absolutely, they're starting to get it. In fact, we had practice just a couple hours ago, and you know, we were working on passing the ball early and passing it often and spreading it around so that everybody gets to play with the ball. And today, in the over the last several months, today was one of the best practices that we had as far as that goes. So everybody's starting to learn.
When a rugby team is running down that field and they're passing the ball across the field, it's a beautiful thing.
It is, and it shows you how 15 individuals or 14 individuals can all pool their talented resources so that one individual can get a score.
Right.
And it's not about the score, it's about those seven passes that led to that one person getting across.
Exactly. And so it's interesting, as you say, people coming in, women coming in without much experience. Is it really, I mean, you've got to really get down to footwork, to really, as you say, just catching the ball. You've really got to start from those bases. At what point are they really ready to play in a real live contact sport?
Not until after their first time getting out there and going live.
Okay.
We can practice game situations. We can have full contact. We can play games. I've noticed with the ladies that they tend to not want to hurt their teammates.
Hmm.
But when they get out on the field, it's a much different aspect.
Hmm.
So and once they've played on the field, many of the things that we practice, and it was much the same for me. I remember the first year I played rugby, that we would practice drills and practice, and we did live contact tackling stuff, but it didn't really, I didn't really understand. And then I played in my first game, and I went back to practice, and everything made sense, and it all just clicked for me. Some players, I've seen it happen in the first game. Others, I've seen it happen after their first season. And we've got a couple players that are still struggling after 2 years of rugby.
Mm.
But they keep coming back.
Right.
And that's key. It shows heart. And heart makes up for size every day of the week.
Exactly. Wanting to be out there.
Wanting to be there, yes.
Yeah. And so who would you be playing once you've got everyone together? What is the league and what are the teams and what are their capabilities?
So we're in the West Coast Rugby Conference, and we compete at in Division 2, which is, you know, one step below Division 1. Mm-hmm. Our opponents would be of the likes of teams across four-year universities and California State universities and universities of California, across Northern California and Nevada. We play the University of Nevada, Reno, Humboldt State University, University of California, Santa Clara. I'm trying to remember, there's 16. Herein is the issue, whereas we struggle with numbers. To go through a full season, you need almost 30 athletes. We're struggling to make it with 13 athletes. And we're not the only one. Because, like you said, it's not a very well-known sport. It's the only full-contact team sport for women in the United States. Women, there's no women's hockey. Women's roller derby.
Yeah.
If you want to compare that.
Right.
So it's a rather niche thing.
But, anybody out there who's listening to us, you're listening to Bo Bergstrom from the Santa Rosa Junior College women's rugby team. Give them how can they contact you, Bo, anybody's interested or wants some more information?
Well, I have email and phone. Those are both located on the logogirlsrugby.com. The Junior College Women's has a rugby website. I'm not sure exactly what the web address is, but the SRJC Women's Rugby, we're the only SRJC Women's Rugby in the nation. It's not hard to find.
Indeed. Now, rugby, obviously, it has it's different from soccer in terms of the camaraderie and the bawdiness it's known for. Certainly in the men's side, the rugby songs and you know, the whole thing. How does that work for women?
Well, I've not gone to the collegiate women's social. The girls, the ladies went to Reno to play UNR a few weeks back, about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they went to the UNR Women's Rugby Club has a sorority house.
Okay.
And a body would be a pleasant description from what I was told.
Well, say that again.
Body would be a very pleasant and very, very kind words to describe debauchery.
Okay. Well, it's good to hear some things don't change.
That was very much one of the reasons why I started playing. The camaraderie, the fact that after the game, after the physical confrontation with an opponent, to be able to share a pint and share your story with them of how they kicked you, and you must retaliate with your fist, and having it in good spirits. That's the top.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, it's a very pure sport in that way. Not many sports are like that.
Right. What's wonderful is I've met so many people. Anytime I hear someone South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, England, even France, if I've ever met someone from France, the Polynesian Islands.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody that I meet that I play rugby, there's almost instant camaraderie that you can pick up with them. Just because you know what it takes to go out there and do battle.
Right.
And you have respect and camaraderie with someone just for that.
Exactly. Oh, beautiful. I really hope this works out. I think it's very exciting. When will the matches start?
Well, we have a match tomorrow.
Ooh.
Of all days. Yes, tomorrow at 1 p.m. I try to be very active in the rugby community here. And We have, for many years, we could not have a field to play on because we'd play in winter and we would make it all muddy. Mm. We'd muck it up.
Yeah.
So we were lucky enough to, as a community, pull together, and in memory of a great rugby advocate here in Santa Rosa, Peter Ironman, we've created a the rugby community has created a nonprofit, and we have a park, we have a field just for rugby. It's gorgeous. It's located on Steel Lane on the Comstock Middle School campus. We have a beautiful, for Pete's sake, rugby field. it is absolutely
great. And who are you going to be playing tomorrow?
Well, we're going to be playing the San Jose Women's Seahawks. Yes.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it should be a pretty good game. I think my girls are going to be pretty ready to play.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Bo Bergstrom of the Santa Rosa Junior College Women's Rugby Team. What a great thing to do, and thank you for working on it and being so dedicated.
Oh, absolutely. I feed off of it.
Yeah,
I love it. It gives me energy to every day.
Fabulous, and I'm sure that's what the young women feed off as well. That enthusiasm.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Bo. Appreciate the chat, and good luck tomorrow and for the rest of the season.
Well, thank you very much. It was my pleasure. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.